Yes, ladies and gentlemen, yes, once again, welcome to another Geek Culture Congress live from my house. I have via telephone my good friend, my cohort in crime in this podcast, Mr. Tarek Lewis, the co-founder, the creator of the name Geek Culture Congress, okay? It's his copyright, all right? How you doing, Tarek? How you been?
I got a pile of stuff, man. I think it's still sitting on my desk.
We got the email chain. We got the email chain. We got the proof.
Yeah, we've been using it.
Yeah. Oh, man. So much has happened in between the last time we did an actual podcast and today that we actually been able to hook up and actually record a brand new podcast. I have a big notebook full of stuff to talk about today. But, you know, it will be tone deaf for us to not talk about what's going on in the world today, man. And, you know, who better than to get that perspective from you, sir. And I would just like to start off with saying that Black Lives Matter. And we, as a country, need to do our part to discuss it and bring it to the forefront.
Yeah. You know, it's just been crazy. It seems like, you know, we are Geek Culture Congress show, but it seems like we live in some kind of fictional.
Yeah, some dystopian future, you know, right? It's like, you know, some weird stuff going on. I mean, you know, it's something that you know, it sees at the forefront. I mean, it's something that, you know, becomes a plot of shows like Watchmen and you know, and then, you know, we take it for granted until, you know, something like this happens and the outrage bubbles up to the surface, you know?
In the
mainstream stuff. And you know, I just wanted to address that in the beginning of the show on how everyone is feeling, and you know, we do our part to be as inclusive as possible. Tarek will not let me not be inclusive.
Yeah, I'm militant.
Oh, man.
I just hope it all stirs some positive change.
Some change needs to happen, definitely.
Yeah, I hope it just stirs some positive change in the end. I don't want it to be, you know, you don't want it to be just anger.
Right.
And that's what we get out of it.
Yeah.
Like, so
there has to be a plan, a motion, and a you know, a you know, something into the forefront. You know what I mean? Then yeah. It becomes, you know, just Mr. you know, Dr. Manhattan just blowing up people, you know, stomping on people. Yeah. It's not good.
And you know, it's weird. Like, even with what we do, podcasts, it's like, you know, you're in a bonding with people that you would never normally ever talk to.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I would challenge anyone who say that the geek culture, you know, is a very uniting and open experience, no matter what your color, creed, race is. You know, when you, like, you're a fan of Star Wars or Marvel or any of the, you know, many things, you go to Comic Cons and you know, you're part of the family. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So ahead. Yeah, it's just a troubling time. I'm positive we'll get through it. You know, I've been fighting everybody on Facebook, and I'm gonna chill. That's my piece, man. I'm gonna get my Jedi on.
Just relax, man. You know, zen out. You know what I mean? Everything's gonna work out. Hopefully, the sun will shine one day.
Yeah,
but we will keep fighting and keep saying that Black Lives Matter.
Absolutely.
Now, let's get into the meat and potatoes of what the show is all about, ladies and gentlemen. So much rumor, and you know, the COVID shutdown has created a rumor thunderstorm. I would say a hurricane, Category 5, of just wild rumors. Suspicions. Well, the gentleman Mikey Sutton, who I like to post his reveals as he gets the insider information. He was redeemed recently because the Snyder Cut was announced. It was a real thing. So shouts out to him. He got a some points there. And how you feel, man? How you feel about the Snyder Cut finally happening? Are you gung-ho about it? Are you worried about it? Do you think it's going to be garbage? What do you feel?
It's got to be. It can't be worse. Right?
Yeah, man. It can't be worse. I don't know. Yeah. It could be. How worse could it be, right? How do you explain it, though, let's say they, you know, people decide, okay, yes, we're running with this, you know what I mean? We are, you know, we're sticking with this narrative, with this new narrative, or an old narrative, should I say, that Snyder has established for the future DC MU. How do you explain that away, everything that came before? I mean, will you lose some customers or clientele, should I say, or fans?
I feel like hasn't that already happened?
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, I think the people have lost faith, and I think this is the gamble is it's a win-win. You can only improve. You're not going to lose people you already lost. You
right.
know what I mean? If it right. comes out, and people are going to be diehard, who are going to be in anyway, and if they spread the rumor that it's good, or, you know, we're going to watch it clearly, and we start spreading that it's good, it'll give them, like, a little leg up,
right.
a little, you know, confidence, and maybe some guidance going forward.
Mm.
Because this is the Justice League, correct?
That's right. It's the Justice League Snyder Cut version that will be on HBO Max. I forgot to mention that as well.
Doing some, not reshoots, but are they doing like some tightening it up?
That is the point of contention. They don't know. Well, obviously they're spending, I think it was like $30 million, maybe $40 million to just redo the post-production, which would be the effects and, you know, all the things you have to do and that kind of movie of that magnitude. I believe they're going to do some reshoots. But I'm not sure if any of the actors have signed back on to do that, or they're going to use stuntmen, or, you know, I don't know exactly what they're going to do as far as the reshoots. To be honest with you, I believe though, you know, if there's action, they'll just get the stuntmen back, because I'm sure that's a small investment.
Yeah, basically, unless they're going to pull the Gemini Man on us.
I don't know, man. You know, that's a lot of that costs money. You know, I don't know if that's in that $30 million budget. You know,
yeah,
that kind of technology.
Yeah, it's not being released in the theater, so
yeah.
We'll see. But I'm excited. I mean, I was a little upset that they announced it, and it's like not until next year. It's 2021, correct?
That's right. It's 2021, so we have to wait. So it's in some post production right now. Obviously, there's some things that they're trying to do and get it done. The rumor is that all the actors are on board. You know, they've been posting about it. Even the Batman himself, Ben Affleck, has been posting. A lot of people are saying that that he is their favorite Batman right now, and he's been posting a lot, promoting a lot the Snyderverse reissue on HBO Max. He's been putting up the all the ads on his Facebook and reposting stuff, so I don't know exactly what his, you know, how far is his involvement as far as he going to go do some reshoots, you know, I mean.
Yeah.
Because there was like a whole plot about the Martha thing.
Yeah.
And about Lois dying and all that stuff, and that's really why Flash went back into the future. Remember he came out of that portal that he was dressed all in white or whatever?
Yeah,
like that whole scene was completely different. What they talked about was completely different.
And yeah, I mean, I'm kind of curious. I heard rumors there might be Darkseid.
Yep.
Darkseid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Darkseid.
Yeah, the Snyder actually shared a image that's on his, you know, Twitter, and he put up an early snippet, not snippet, but like a image, like a post production image of Darkseid.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I'm interested, man. I mean, so here's the fallout of that, Tarek. Are we going to get now, every time a movie is a bust, are we going to get the release, the whatever cut? because I've seen the JJ release the JJ cut stuff already for
JJ.
Yeah, uh-huh. I've seen the release the JJ cut for Star Wars.
No.
Yeah. I mean, are we gonna get a rehab? Is this gonna be like, oh, the movie didn't do as good as we wanted? Oh, let's add this additional footage to it, or let the director go back in and add more stuff. Is it, think this is gonna be a new trend?
It sounds like it. I think they're just tired of losing money. They're running it like a video game. Like, you know, let me run that back there. Hold on.
Like, oh, I put the code back in.
Yeah. They're playing rock. It's like the best 3 out of 5.
Oh, man. I don't know, man. I don't mind, I guess, director's cuts. You know what I mean? I mean, what was that one? It was a war one that they made super long. Was it Apocalypse Now?
Yes. Yes.
Like, you know, I mean, I even appreciate better the Batman vs. Superman director's cut version, that the extended version.
But it wasn't that much better.
Yeah, it wasn't. I mean, some things made a little more sense, although it wasn't like the direction that I would like it have gone to, you know what I mean? It was still the same thing. It was just more of an explanation, I guess, and some of the plots of Batman vs. Superman, but I don't know.
They're talking about the same thing with Suicide Squad.
What happens, Tarek, what happens to the geek universe if the Snyder Cut is garbage?
I think we're staying in stasis. Then it is what it is.
You think people are just going to be, it was garbage, and they move on? Or you think you think they will get a real big, you know, lashback from the fans for like, oh my god, you guys knew it was going to be garbage and you still put it up anyway?
See, listen, DC is so it's so down now, so down, yeah, down bad.
Yeah.
It's like, it'd be like imagine if Kanye came out with an album and it was awful. You would be like, okay, whatever.
Yeah. You'd live with it. You know what I mean?
You make bad movies now. Okay,
yeah. I don't know, man. I mean, I'm excited to see it. I hope it's dope. I hope it's really dark and, you know, gritty. The way the animated movies are awesome. Did you see the most recent one, the Justice League Dark Apocalypse World or something like that?
Dark Apocalypse, maybe like 7 times.
Really? Yeah, that's the newest one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet, so don't ruin it for me. But if you want, drop a review of it if you want.
Yeah. Grimy, though. It's mad grimy.
Yeah, yeah. I heard, like, people die and everything.
Yeah, it's serious.
See, I'm down for that. I'm cool with that.
You know, because we've been, you know, semi-quarantined, so I've had time to watch all those. I watched War and... The Thorn of Atlantis, which is terrible.
Wow. Which one was that one? I'm sorry, that was terrible.
Throne of Atlantis.
Lord of the Mantis?
Throne of Atlantis.
Throne of Atlantis. Yeah, it was all right. It was all right.
Yeah. So, definitely. I really liked War. Of course, I liked Flashpoint Paradox.
Yeah.
Just probably their best one.
Really?
I would say, hands down, it's probably their best one.
Matter of fact,
the Justice League Dark series has been great.
Yeah, I want to see that. I want to see that most recent one. I'm pretty much caught up. I just need to see that new one, and I haven't sat down and watched it yet. But, man, thanks for everyone who's on the live show here on Checkpoint XP. Our numbers are looking good, Tarek, so we got to keep it going, okay? talking more about DC, the DCMU, Superman is coming back, apparently. It is another rumor from Mr. Mikey Sutton. He is in discussions with Warner Brothers to return in some, maybe a Man of Steel 2, okay? But he will be cameoing in the movie, the next Shazam movie.
Really? Okay.
Yes, he will be cameoing in that. And then he will be being a cameo in other movies as well. Yeah.
Okay. Are you saying camel?
Yeah, you know, he will be having small parts in cameo. Some upcoming movies. Cameo, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you said camel.
Yeah, no, I said the wrong thing. Yeah. My English is not working today. How do you feel about that? Do you think Superman should be a side character, kind of the way that Marvel has done Hulk? Just he pops into movies in and out.
I think he deserves a full movie. We'll see how this Justice League thing goes. But I really liked Henry Cavill as Superman.
Mm-hmm.
Looking back now, Man of Steel has aged better than I thought.
Right.
You know what I mean? At the time, I was like, ah, this is okay. Now it's aged better than I thought. So I think he needs a solid film. Now they've used probably his two, well, except for Darkseid, they've used probably his two best villains. You know, they've used Zod, they've used Doomsday.
Right.
But, you know, he'll do Brainiac or, and I actually thought that'd be the direction they would go. They could do Brainiac and I don't know who else they could use. But Henry Cavill, he just looks like Superman to me now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, I think he owns the character now. You know what I mean? Like, even more so than Brandon Routh or the other gentleman who plays Superman on Supergirl for the thing now.
But Brandon Routh is the Atom now. I don't care what he says.
Yeah. It was good. He did a good job in his little Crisis on Infinite Earths little re-up. It was cool.
Yeah.
It was a cool little scene. Or cool scenes, should I say. It was multiple. Also, quite possibly, we will have a Dwayne Johnson walk-on if they do the Man of Steel as well, and he will do a cameo part in that movie. And if they do the Man of Steel part, so that's the rumor, inside information that Mikey Sutton shared with the whole community right now.
Yeah.
So you know, I mean, it's exciting things. I when they're building on something and they're getting excited about something that's coming out, like the Snyder Cut. That's when I see companies are starting to plan for the future already. You know what I mean? So I think they feel like, you know, the movie's going to have merit, like people are going to enjoy it. How do you feel?
Yeah, this is a great time. It's a good time. I mean, you know, everything is awful. It's a good time for them to get it together.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's a good time for them to get it together. Yeah. I'm liking the way Wonder Woman is looking.
Oh, yeah, that's looking great. The Wonder Woman stuff is looking great.
Yeah, physically and, you know, the film.
What's do we have a release date, a new release date for Black Widow? Because life just went on hold and we completely have that movie still in the queue. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I read somewhere that they're debating whether they're going to do a release still.
Hmm.
Like, there's a talk it may not do the theater release. It may, you know.
Hmm.
So, yeah, I'm not sure on that one, man. I know that my excitement, it sucks for the film because my excitement has died down now.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
No, they have to re-up the promo and all that stuff and run the promo for months or a couple months or something like that, and then get people in the movie, get people like us to, you know, talk about it, to review it and stuff like that. They got to do the whole, you know, jump through all the hoops, you know what I mean, to promote the movie properly.
I like your low-key pitch there for the...
you like that, right? And actually, we lost the Disney stuff, unfortunately. Yeah, we lost the Disney promo people in Tampa. They changed companies, and I don't know who's doing the Disney stuff anymore.
Yeah.
So we're in limbo for that. So I don't know what's going to happen with that. But anyway, talking about more brighter stuff, Mikey's son has been on a roll in this whole COVID things, he's been dropping inside information, and he's pretty accurate, you know. He's pretty accurate in all the good stuff that he's been sharing. He did talk about the plans that were shared with him, possible plans of how they're going to introduce the X-Men into the MCU. Okay, now I'll actually read what he wrote verbatim. How about that? It says, Marvel Studios' plans for the X-Men are in the earliest stages of development. The mutants are indeed coming to the MCU and will be introduced Avengers-style in other characters' films. Okay? So that means you're going to get, you know, Cyclops in somebody else's film, Marvel Girl in somebody else's film, something like that. So, according to inside sources, they are currently looking at the initial lineup of the X-Men to include Cyclops, Marvel Girl, Thunderbird.
Thunderbird?
Yeah, Thunderbird. He was in... His character was in... The X-Men TV show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at backstagecountry.com.
The one with the one that was on FX.
X-Men animated series?
No, not the animated series. But you know, yeah, the Thunderbird, the big Indian guy.
Yeah.
His character there was already reprised in live action though in the I think it was The Gifted. Yeah, and The Gifted. Yeah, and The Gifted it was. Nightcrawler.
There's Warpath, and then there's Thunderbird.
Yes. So apparently they're that's one of the ones that they want to include in the MCU. Obviously recast. Nightcrawler, Sunfire, Havoc, and Storm, who will be from Wakanda. Wolverine will still be Weapon X and in confinement. Kevin,
what did you say?
Wolverine will be at Weapon X, and he will be in confinement. And we'll get into that because Mikey Sutton dropped a whole insider about Wolverine, and we'll talk about that in a bit. But this is a long show. I hope you're sitting down, Tarek. We're dropping bombs today. This is catch up for all the times that we haven't done the show. Okay. So we're gonna try and speed read through all this stuff. But Kevin Feige wants an all new, all different approach, at least somewhat, compared to what Fox did for so long. Feige is looking at focusing the team as a school, with some students joining Professor X on missions, while others still studying and training, especially kind of like they're gonna do like the Hogwarts kind of thing for mutants, you know, like do the school thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the seriousness of what they do is actually a good idea. I think people will get into that. But the seriousness of what they do is brought to the surface when, spoiler alert, Thunderbird is killed doing a trip to Kreosha. So I guess they're bringing the mom to kill him. That's messed up. But anyway, as no scripts have been written.
Yeah,
because he's kind of popular, right? He's a popular character.
Reasonably popular.
Yeah. Anyway, as no scripts have been written as of yet, this is just brainstorming and discussions at this point. So all this could change. Ladies and gentlemen, okay? All right, so, and Mikey Sun is admitting that all this can change, but this is just what they're thinking about over there in Marvel Studios right now as far as how they want to introduce the X-Men into the MCU. What do you think, Tarek? Do you think they're on target? You think they're off base? What do you think?
I like that idea. I don't like the idea of Storm from Wakanda, but whatever.
Yeah.
I like the assortment of X-Men, because you did say Cyclops, right?
Right.
You know, I like that they're not going with the... Well, you know, Marvel's going to draw this out, so they're not going with the big name necessarily. Right. I mean, Storm and Cyclops, you got to have them.
Yeah.
And they have to crawl out. I like that. I still am apprehensive about folding them in too much. Mm-hmm. What I like about X-Men is that they weren't the Avengers.
Right.
So... You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
I hope
they don't do that. You know what I mean? And I think that's what they want to go. I think they want to do like an Avengers versus X-Men. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, and create some kind of friction, some contention, somehow, you know, plots that they've already done probably in the comic books with either Magneto or, you know, the Phoenix power or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So hopefully you can find enough original plots and get the casting and... You know, I hope the superhero fatigue doesn't kick in.
Yeah. Amanda, we're going to talk about your favorite topic, which is psychotic people.
Okay.
Yeah, so our favorite psychotic person, Moon Knight. We talked about he's in the works for his own Disney Plus TV show, right?
Yeah.
He is, they compare him to Batman, you know, but he's no, you know, Batman. You know, he's kind of a weird, psychologically demented, messed up person with some mystical stuff behind him, a la Doctor Strange, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they're working on it, apparently, according to the insider, Mikey Sutton. They are really working hard on how they want to introduce Moon Knight. So I'll read this verbatim. Often compared to Batman, Moon Knight is no man in black. Rather, he's a menacing figure in silver, a ghostly cloaked hero who also stalks the midnight hours. Haunted by multiple personality disorder, Moon Knight deals with psychological baggage more complex than the Dark Knight's. Moon Knight has also had a challenging live-action history. He was planned to, I didn't know this, he was planned to appear in the short-lived Blade TV series in 2006 before it was canceled. Then they were going to use the character of Moon Knight in Season 2 of Iron Fist, but instead they decided to replace it with the Typhoid Mary character. I don't know, did you even watch Season 2 of Iron Fist?
No, I have no plans on doing it.
It's actually better. It's a way better watch than Season 1.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely. Especially now, there's nothing going on, nothing new. I think you could probably skip around to the juicy episodes, you know?
Yeah, I just finished watching the Great on Hulu, but
we got info about Iron Fist too. I'm dropping bombs. We're dropping all the bombs today. All the scoops. Yeah. As the Avengers evolve, a more cosmic members of Captain Marvel and Sue Nova, that we're going to talk about later. Okay. Kevin Feige seeking balance with some more grounded superheroes, especially with Captain America no longer present. Moon Knight delivers streetwise grit to Earth's mightiest heroes. So I guess they're thinking about including him to the Avengers cast. Delivers streetwise grit to Earth's mightiest heroes with a bit of Doctor Strange weirdness as well. There has even been talk of West Coast Avengers as well. Would you like that, West Coast Avengers?
No.
I always thought like the West Coast Avengers was like the discount Avengers.
Yeah, because the West Coast, like people like Wonder Man.
Yeah. Yeah. They're Sword like the it's like the B team. They're the B team. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nobody wants the B team. People want the A team. You know?
They did a good job of depicting them in one of the animated Marvel series.
I guess.
But
they were like the Hollywood team. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you know, like Wonder Man was the actor, the action star, and then he was a superhero too. You know, I don't know. I couldn't get into it too much, but anyway,
it's Wonder Man.
Yeah,
really? I'm not saying they're going to have him. But...
You know, they're going to have Wonder Man in MCU one day. You know that, right?
He's the worst.
It's happening. Yeah, it's happening. it's happening, Tarik. Just admit it. Just accept it and get ready for it. Okay, then you could destroy it when it comes.
I'm looking at a picture of him right now. This is like Mockingbird, Wonder Man, and like Crimson Avenger or something like that.
Yeah. It was garbage. It was the one you're flipping through the comic books and you're like, oh, West Coast? Nah.
Yeah. Nah. Them do like New Warriors or something. Like
that. I don't think there's one West Coast Avengers comic book that's worth more than $10.
Yeah, I'm looking at them right now. It's pretty off.
Maybe. I could be wrong. There's probably some key issue in there. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, so according to his inside sources, Moon Knight is recruited into the Avengers not simply for his extraordinary abilities and fighting skills, which will be in full display in his Disney Plus series. The Avengers seek his knowledge of the Pharaoh Ramatut from Egyptian history, who would later become Kang the Conqueror. Dun, dun, dun. All right, Moon Knight will be unlike any previous Avengers member. He is a darker, unpredictable character, an anti-hero of sorts. He won't get along with everyone. In fact, I am told in the beginning, even Luke Cage will have a difficult time bringing him down. And he puts a Luke Cage question mark. And he leaves us on a cliffhanger about Luke Cage. So, I don't know, man. What do you think is going to happen there? You think Luke Cage is getting a new season? I don't see with the current climate. I don't see why not. Right?
I guess you can switch venues because, you know, Netflix really lost the rights.
Hulu.
That's happened before.
Yeah, they got Hulu. They don't have to do Disney Plus. They could do Hulu. They can do
Hulu because for some of the people and stuff is already on there.
Yeah.
It did leave. I would say Luke Cage definitely left me curious.
Yeah.
I like him better on television. I don't necessarily want to see him. You know, when their abilities are just super strength and vulnerability, it's not as fun to watch in film for me.
Right.
So
I liked his show. His show was well done for the most part. mean, it had some filler episodes, but you know, even the last season, which was I think it was the weaker season, it still was entertaining. You know what I mean? I couldn't really knock it down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the actor's great. You know, he was just great. He's Luke Cage. You know?
Yeah. He was really good. And the way they spun it at the end, I don't know if we're spoiling it.
But, right.
You know, they played a lot with the psychology of mm-hmm. the new season, who's the guy at that. And I like that stuff. So I would definitely be looking at the new tape season. I could go without Jessica Jones another season because I feel like it ended pretty well.
Right.
But I would like to see them all, intertwined. But I don't want to see them in film.
That's fair enough. That's fair enough. I say a lot of characters like that, you know, they have some Avengers roots. So, I mean, eventually they're going to upgrade them. And we're going to talk about that in a minute. There's some other characters that are going to get that upgrade.
They put everybody in Avengers.
Yeah.
As far as the comic book is concerned, Avengers was far inferior.
Was Daredevil in the Avengers? I don't think
so. I'm sure it's something.
Maybe at one point, I think in the new Avengers thing, when there was like Spider-Man, Wolverine, stuff like that.
I think it was Luke Cage. And then they had Dark Avengers, and then it was like two different Avengers. Uh-huh. When they had the Civil War situation, then it was Civil War II.
Right.
I think Marvel should have. I think they should avoid the Avengers.
We'll see. I don't think what direction they go with him and Luke Cage. We'll see what happens with that. So what do you think about Kang the Conqueror being the big bad? I'm sorry, say it again.
This may be a little racial.
Yeah, it's okay.
why do I want to see Luke Cage? I want to see Luke Cage in a Black Panther film. It's just for no reason.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He should just have a walk-on part. Or walk into, like, a Wakanda consulate or something like that. Or be a, you know, I don't know. Or walk in some Wakanda diplomats around Hell's Kitchen or you know, or Queens, wherever, you know? You know what I mean?
Oh. Mm-hmm. You were going to say about Kang?
Yeah. Oh, I was going to say about Kang the Conqueror. What do you think about that little tidbit, being that Kang the Conqueror is possibly more likely going to be the big bad? I think we all believe that Kang the Conqueror was definitely going to be the next Thanos for the MCU. What do you think?
I want Doctor Doom. Yeah. I understand that's a hard setup. I think Kang the Conqueror is whack. I always thought he was whack.
Yeah, he was annoying.
Yeah, he's
like, but then I come from this time, and now I kill you. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I'm not about that, but they might put another spin on him.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You know, I think the sky's the limit now. That they can do whatever they want now, and I think they can go the route of Dr. Doom as well, you know, and maybe make him not as bad, but him be an antagonist also of Kang the Conqueror, because, you know, Dr. Doom don't want nobody else conquering the universe. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, the enemy of my enemy is my friend, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So, you know, I can see that happening possibly in the future for as far as Kang the Conqueror versus some Doctor Doom action. I can see that.
But only reason I like Kang because Kang leads to Apocalypse, and I'll be interested to see.
Now that's glad that you brought that up, because now we're moving on to the next scoop, Tarek Lewis.
What's the scoop, man?
He was rocking, man. He was dropping bombs. This is bombs over Baghdad right now. Here's the next one. Your favorite bad aliens from the X-Men comic books, The Brood.
The Brood.
The Brood. In space, no one can hear you scream. If that sounds familiar, so did The Brood. Horrifying parasitic aliens co-created by writer Chris Claremont and the late Dave Cockrum from 40 Uncanny X-Men, number 155 in 1982. Similar to Ridley Scott's film Alien in 1982, which obviously was the inspiration for the Brood. The Brood were the stuff of nightmares, relentlessly killing without mercy and planting their eggs in their victims. I don't know how they're going to get away with this without getting that. Well, doesn't Marvel own Alien? Disney doesn't Disney own the Alien franchise too? Didn't they get that with the Fox?
I'm not sure.
So I guess it wouldn't matter, you know. They could do, yeah, they could do whatever they want, right?
Yeah, they did make Alien. Yeah, it is part of it.
Yeah, you see, they can get away with this now. So the Brood never appeared in the Fox X-Men films, but they are now bound for the MCU, according to Mr. Mikey Sutton. According to my sources, the Brood are being developed to appear among the villains who will also appear on Disney's Plus. Disney Plus secretly planned S.W.O.R.D. or Agents of S.W.O.R.D. series.
Okay.
He originally scooped that in early September 2019, and ideas are continuing to flow about the series with the Brood among the hot topics. Extraterrestrial lookalikes of the Brood recently appeared on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I don't remember seeing that, but this will be the real deal with the kind of budget to pull them off. Interesting. What do you feel about that, the Brood?
And I like that angle. That's a not touched on angle.
So
there's a lot of liberty. There won't be a lot of fans that are like, they're doing this wrong.
Right.
You know what I mean? It'll be a lot of, you can have a lot more leeway. With something like that, but this alien side.
What do people say? Ah, this is an alien ripoff, and it kind of is. It kind of was. It was since the beginning.
They'll tie it into what was the alien movie? The prequel to Alien. And they had two of them.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I know you're talking Prometheus or something like that.
Covenant.
Yeah, or was it Prometheus? I don't remember.
Prometheus and Covenant was the one after that. Yeah, maybe they're going to tie that in somehow. I don't know.
I don't think they're going to go that route.
when they go in space, I kind of lose it. I mean, I loved Guardians of the Galaxy, the first one especially. But
yeah, there's a lot. I know a lot of that allure because I read a lot of that. Actually, I was into the Annihilation story, which was these aliens that came from the negative zone. And they started invading the universe, all the other planets one by one until they got to Earth. And Nova and the Guardians of the Galaxy had to fight against them and gather all. It had to get everyone together, the Kree, the everyone. You know, they had to get everyone together, even the Avengers, everyone to push them back. So even the bad guys, even the Brood, they had to get the Brood to get on board. They had to get everybody. You know.
Yeah.
So it was an interesting story on that. And that, actually, I got another bomb.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
About that one, coming soon. Coming up, yeah, we're dropping all the bombs today. This is going to be the introduction, supposedly, for Wolverine, ladies and gentlemen, in the MCU. This is the discussion, okay, behind the scenes plans. He is a monster in chains, a feral creature with lethal claws and indestructible bones. He is a killer. At first kidnapped by Omega Flight and then placed in a high-tech Canadian government research facility, Department K. He is experimented on, tortured. He is a secret weapon, a Weapon X. Development of the X-Men at Marvel Studios continues in its earliest stages, with no filmmakers chosen yet to guide their initial adventures. There exists no script yet, but there are notes, outlines, and chatter. The primary goal, to make the characters fresh again after decades of usage from Fox. However, at the same time, Marvel Studios believes in honoring their comic roots. So yes, Wolverine will have his Weapon X history intact, but he is not a team player, and he will not join the X-Men in the first movie as currently being discussed. However, that won't stop Professor X from trying as he busts Logan out of Department K and launches an assault against Omega Flight, including Diamond Lil and Wildchild. Unfortunately, the liberated Weapon X isn't the grateful sort. Fearful and suspicious of his rescuers, he attacks Professor X, Storm, Cyclops, and Havoc. I kind of like they're bringing that dynamic, the Havoc and Cyclops brother dynamic.
Yeah.
You know, that was a big deal in the comic books. You know what I mean? Especially in the Cliff Claremont comic books, you know? The family, the Storm, the Summers family, you know?
Yeah.
And you know, it has to do with Cable, you know what I mean? It just goes all over, you know? Madeline Pride and all that. I mean, it's just important. It's super important to the X-Men lore, that family, you know?
Right.
So I really like that. The blueprints haven't been drawn yet, but the seeds are being planted. What stays or what changes remain to be seen. However, the pieces of the puzzle are gradually taking shape. When will we see Wolverine? Stay tuned.
I like that idea.
Yeah.
Because you said they're doing Alpha Flight, you said?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. So apparently they're working on some kind of Omega Flight or Alpha Flight. I don't know if he put Omega Flight. So I feel like that was a typo or a mistake. Unless that's some kind of new name now for the Canadian team.
Yeah. Probably thinking Omega Red.
Maybe.
There is an Omega Flight. I'm just looking it up.
Oh, okay. All right.
14 fictional characters are super. One of the few Canadian teams. Mm. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
So.
Oh, I got that figure for Justice League.
They're
also.
They're bad. They're bad.
Oh, they're bad? They're the bad guys?
Yeah, they're Alpha. They're the opposite of Alpha Flight.
Ah, all right. That makes more sense. Why they would attack them to try and, you know, I guess, release someone. You know what I mean?
Diamond Lil. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyone that's watching the live feed, by the way, if you want to chime in on the chat, I'm watching the chat. So, you know, if you feel like chiming in, talking about anything, feel free to get on here with us and, you know, shoot your opinion away. We'd love to talk about it, man. We'd love to talk to you guys. So, let's see. Let's continue here because I'm hitting all the high notes. Hitting all the high notes. We talked about the Brood.
Just do a little side note real quick. Wild Child is one of my favorite characters.
Yeah? You like that? But that's an Alpha Flight character, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Sabretooth walk around with him on a chain. I thought that was so ill.
Yeah. I liked Alpha Flight. Alpha Flight was cool.
Yeah,
I didn't buy a lot of their comics, but you know, it was always cool to see them introduced into a storyline. You know,
yeah.
The figure for Justice League that they're spending on finishing the Snyder Cut Tarek is a 20 million plus figure. So,
ooh.
Yeah, that's a, you know, that's a good chunk of change. You know, I said 40.
It's cheaper than making another movie, though.
Yeah, it's true. That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
It's cheaper than a movie. I'm sure they got to have some. Like the accounting has got to be like solid. Like, okay, we know why we're doing this.
Yeah. Right. Man, I got X-Men. I got Spider-Man rumor for you. Okay. Apparently, this is Spider-Verse related. Okay, the Sony wants to do the Spider-Verse. You know, introduce their other Spider-Man versions. With the Tom Holland Spider-Man, you know?
Uh-huh.
That's,
live action. We're talking live action.
Yeah, live action. Yeah, we're talking about it, yeah. As fans look forward to a live action Spider-Verse, it is contemplating taking a look back. The first two entries in Sony's Spider-Man movies are fondly recalled by millions of fans, and as the years pass, so does the nostalgia for them. He's reported in the past about talk concerning a live action Spider-Verse movie. Not necessarily an adaptation of the highly successful animated film, but its central premise. It has been all discussions at this point, from what I've been told. No negotiations, no scripts, no outright planning, nothing. So it's just brainstorming right now. One tentative goal has been brought up. Having Kristen Dunst reprise her role as Mary Jane Watson in that original Spider-Man universe, picking up where it left off and giving it a proper farewell. Seems like closure, saying goodbye to the past with a warm hug, passing the torch to Tom Holland and the MCU. At least that's what they're saying. You know, they kind of left that, you know, at a, you know, unfinished, you know?
Do you think they did? I didn't feel that way.
I mean, I feel Amazing Spider-Man 2 is also unfinished as well. You know what I mean?
The most recent one, you mean?
No, the one before the MCU one, the Amazing Spider-Man 2, where we're gonna do the Sinister Six.
Yeah,
Jamie Foxx was Electro.
Now that we're talking, oh my God, you just sorry, Jamie just didn't. No, now that you're talking about it,
mm-hmm.
I can see it a little more. I can see that being interesting.
Like a Spider-Verse thing?
Spider-Verse. I could see that being interesting.
Hmm.
How old is Tobey Maguire now, by the way?
He's definitely dated. He's definitely an older gentleman.
Yeah. But I guess it works for Spider-Verse.
Yeah. I would like to, like, you know, like, Tom Holland gets knocked into the original Spider-Man verse for some reason. And then in that Spider-Verse, that Spider-Man, you know, is still broken up with Mary Jane. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he kind of, like, his innocence kind of, like, helps them get back together maybe or something like that. But then something tragic happens, you know?
I don't know. Peaking my interest, I gotta say.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I'm not a writer, but, you know.
I could see something. But yeah. The thing is, I always thought that the way they do Spider-Man this time around was, was grounded a little bit in technology.
As far as the MCU version, you mean?
Universes and all that other stuff, then it's like, So, you know.
It's Spider-Man, and they got the Spider-Verse thing, you know what I mean? It's the lore, you know? It's official.
Because the Into the Spider-Verse, I know you're not talking about the animated one, but the Into the Spider-Verse, that one, you know, it's already, you've already done it. So that cartoon has to go another direction. With the animated one, I wouldn't keep going with Spider-Verse movies. You know what I mean? Now he's got to be fired Spider-Man. Yeah. Miles Morales is Spider-Man.
I would double down on the Miles Morales with the animation. I think people enjoy that character a lot.
Yeah.
I enjoy that character very, very much. And, I think that's the direction they gotta go there. They can have the other Spider-Verse characters be walk-ons, you know what I mean? But it's gotta be about Miles Morales, you know? That's we're talking about his struggle, you know?
That's day one.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But I don't know. I'm not against anything that's well done, but I'm afraid to do something forced, you know what I mean? And if they're just gonna force this to fix things and, you know, put a bow on it, I say no. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, you know, we don't get to make those decisions. You know what I mean? Unfortunately. Are you ready for some Spider-Man 2099, Mr. Tarek Lewis?
I would be up for that.
Yeah.
Is that a rumor?
That is in the works. That is a hot rumor, quite possibly to be true, because there's some sneaky casting posts already for that typical show. Says Spider-Man is coming to television. It won't be Peter Parker. He received a phone call earlier this evening letting him know that this was in May 4th. Wow. That's how far back we're going, ladies and gentlemen, okay? All right? We're going back a whole month. He received a phone call earlier in that evening letting him know that a Spider-Man 2099 live-action show has been discussed for Disney Plus, and I am so happy because I got the first appearance and the number one.
Okay.
I got it in my book, in my box. In other words, hopefully that's to come up. I got a couple of issues though too. Anyway, in other words, this will be a Sony Marvel Studios collaboration if it's greenlit, with Kevin Feige manning the controls. So it's gonna be good. He doesn't know much about it. He didn't know about the lore, so he didn't want to keep talking about it anymore or speculate anymore about it. Okay.
Yeah.
And apparently the actor that quite possibly they might be eyeing for this show is Oscar Isaac. Because this is also hence, remember, he's Hispanic in the 2019.
Yeah.
So we're looking for a Hispanic older gentleman that can do the action, you know?
You know, man, I don't know if action movies are Oscar Isaac's thing.
Well, he's doing Dune, right? I forgot what character he's playing in Dune. The new Dune that they're coming out with.
In Dune?
Yeah.
Yeah, but Dune's a sci-fi, but it's really a drama.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, it's more like... It's like Game of Thrones in sand.
Right. It's just really what it is.
I feel bad for Game of Thrones. Poor Game of Thrones.
I don't.
Oh, man. Poor Game of Thrones. It's all right. What else have we got going on? I got sidetracked. Come on, let's see. I talked about Spider-Verse. Talked about Kristen Dunst. Now let's talk about the Annihilation stuff. The Annihilation stuff that I wanted to talk about, okay? How you feel about the Nova character? Is that one of your characters there, or no?
I'm okay with Nova.
Yeah?
I'm okay with Nova. I like the idea of the Nova Corps, but I feel like they kind of abandoned that already.
Mm, they kind of did it like a different way. I guess they didn't want to look like Green Lantern. You know what I mean? Which is how they are. They're flying around.
That's right.
And
But, you know, that's another, you know, between Nova and Miss Marvel, Captain Marvel.
I think I think it'll be dope because I think people like that the space side of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, the Guardians of the Galaxy stuff. So, and I like the way they did the Nova Corps, you know. So I don't know exactly how they're gonna do the Richard Rider thing, but apparently that's the character they want to introduce. So Richard Rider, this is what Mikey Sutton wrote on this on May the 15th. Richard Rider has no idea what is awaiting him. After losing his homeworld, Xandar, to Thanos in the Infinity War, he was plucked by Nick Fury and the members of S.W.O.R.D. There's that name again, Tarek. S.W.O.R.D. Right. You see how those things happen? Huh? So you think they're going to introduce... They might introduce the Nova character in the S.W.O.R.D. Disney Plus show?
It would make sense.
I think that would be a good introduction. Like, oh, you know, and Nick Fury gets him on board and catches him up to speed. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it would really make sense. I mean, I think it's a reasonable.
I think that would make sense. Cause Richard, you know, obviously he would grab the Nova power, right, and then try and go get Thanos. Thanos was at Earth, but he didn't make it in time. Avengers already beat him already. You know what I mean? But he would come probably hot, and that would probably prick up the, you know, the defenses of Earth, which Nick Fury is running the S.W.O.R.D. stuff, and he has to like, you know, talk him down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I can see that happening. Like,
I'm actually a little more excited about S.W.O.R.D. than I am about other things.
Yeah.
In the Marvel universe. Yeah. Mm. So I like that idea.
You like the little intro to him?
Huh?
The intro to him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm big on do characters that people don't have a diehard following for.
Yeah.
That way you can play with it more.
I like. Nova definitely would be one of those characters, and it's not. He's not a. You know. He's not a household name, should I say. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Marvel has a lot of characters like that. So, there's a lot of promise in that. So, let's see. This will not be his first appearance. Rather, it's where he is headed. In the proposed comic epic, Nova will collaborate with other cosmic superheroes, including Adam Warlock, Quasar, Moondragon, and Captain Marvel, against Annihilus, Galactus, and Terrax the Tamer. You think this is what Captain Marvel is going to be dealing with before she comes to help with Thanos? That will make more sense.
Maybe, probably, I can see that. Because
you know, she was like, hey, look, I'm busy. You know, just other things going on out here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because Thanos would be dead.
Right, at that time, so they would think that was mm-hmm. done, you know?
Yeah, so that probably took like a little power.
Right.
This, a little power stuff.
Yeah, the project is in the earliest stages. They're always in the earliest stages of discussion, okay, ladies and gentlemen? So anything can change anytime. So it remains to be seen how closely it will echo its comic predecessor. This will not be Warlock's debut either, apparently. According to inside sources, this might not be an Avengers movie, but simply focus on the MCU's star-hopping characters. However, Nova will play a huge role in this movie, one that was recently denied. Interesting. I wonder how it was denied. Maybe because I guess they could have introduced them in Infinity War, right?
One that was denied? What do they mean by that?
I don't know. I don't know what that means. Maybe they were going to introduce them and they decided not to.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah. I mean, why show the Nova Corps and then not do the Nova, you know?
Right.
So I'm sure it was in the plan, but then it was too much going on. They probably just decided to keep it a little, you know, not to add another character, you know?
Telling you, Age of Ultron reset everything. You're like, oh, we're missing out.
That's Kang the Conqueror, man. It's Kang the Conqueror's going to reset everything. Anyway.
No, yeah, we're missing out. We're almost going to stitch up.
Yeah. So talking about space epics, our favorite show, The Mandalorian, is getting those casting calls, casting announcements, official casting announcements. Are you excited, first of all, did you see the final season of Clone Wars, Mr. Tarek Lewis?
I am catching up on Clone Wars.
Oh, man, you got to catch. Man, that last episode of Clone Wars just makes, it makes the whole Clone Wars worth it.
Yeah, I'm shuffling through Clone Wars. I'm getting making progress, but I got I think I'm on season two. Yeah, it's six seasons.
Oh yeah,
say.
you got a while to go. Yeah, you got to buckle in and hang in there. Okay.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of great, and that's last season. There's a lot of great episodes, but and the last three or four, I think it was four, maybe I don't remember. Was the Siege of Mandalore episodes? Awesome. Man. It was just great. Just great, great stuff, man. It doesn't get much better than that. And yeah. Those guys that make the gentleman that makes that, and he also works on The Mandalorian too. I forget his name now. Gosh.
It's not Johnson.
No, it's not John Favreau. It was the other gentleman that does the animated ones too. I forget his name now. Is his name escaping me?
The director you're talking about.
Yeah, he's one of the directors, yeah. Gosh, what is his name? I completely forgot his name.
Did he do Extraction also?
No. He is
Hargrave?
Hold on, I got his name right here. Hold on.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Help me. All right, let's see here. I had it. I had his name here, and I lost it. Anyway, he's in the. Have you seen the behind the scenes episodes on Disney Plus? How they made the Mandalorian? Did you see that?
I have not.
Oh man, that's great. You need to watch that as well.
Yeah, I need to check that out.
Yeah, you need to check that out. You got some homework to do, yeah. But he's on there, and he explains why the Phantom Menace is so important. You know what I mean? And it's why the Duel of Fates is so important. The actual battle of Darth Maul and Obi-Wan and his master. Why that's so important? Because it's actually the fate. Well, how he explains it is actually the Duel of Fate. The fate is for the Jedi. It's the fate of Anakin. Us all based on that battle, okay? Because if Obi-Wan dies and Qui-Gon kills Darth Maul, right? Anakin would have been raised with a good father figure. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that's what Qui-Gon wanted to be.
Right.
But Qui-Gon died, and Obi-Wan.
It was spoiled.
Kept
Clone Wars.
Yeah. No. I know. No. But I'm talking about Phantom Menace.
Okay.
Yeah, I won't spoil Darth Maul stuff, but yeah. I mean, you obviously saw him get chopped in half, so you'll figure out the rest. Obi-Wan survives, and Obi-Wan takes the stance of more like a brother or comrade in arms instead of a father figure for Anakin. And that you know, when Anakin needed that father figure, he still didn't have that figure around. You know what I mean? When his mother died. Yeah. You know, and he really went down the dark path when he started going the dark path in Revenge of the Sith. You know what I mean? He didn't have that stern father figure, that guidance. And who was that guiding person that became that father figure? Was the Emperor. Was.
Right.
You know, so. And he explains it more eloquently in that show than I did. So.
That's something behind the scenes of The Mandalorian?
Yeah, that's in the behind the scenes of Mandalorian. It's on Disney Plus.
Gotcha. I'll have to check that out.
Oh yeah, it's great. They even show how the tech, like they made it seem like you're on that planet, whenever you're on that base or that sound stage or whatever it was, you were there because it was like a big dome. You know what I mean?
Wow.
You got to see it. You got to see it. I don't care if you don't like Star Wars. You just got to see how they did it.
All right, I'm gonna check that out because I watch all the Mandalorian.
No, it won't spoil anything if you watch the Mandalorian. So you gotta watch it, man. It's great. It's really good.
Yeah.
But as far as the casting is concerned, man, we are running long. Feel free to chime in on the chat room, guys. I see you guys still connected and hanging out with us. We're talking about the Mandalorian right now. They cast Timothy Olyphant, I believe his name. He was Justified
Yes.
Yeah. He's he will be in The Mandalorian somehow. Some way.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm a fan.
Yeah. He's a good actor.
Very good.
I enjoy him. They also cast Katie Sackhoff.
Ah.
And The Mandalorian. She will be reprising her animated role. She did the voice for Bo-Katan in The Clone Wars.
The voice for who?
She did the voice for Bo-Katan Kryce in Clone Wars. And you'll see who that character is as you get in farther in. Okay?
Yeah.
But she's reprising her... Is a Mandalorian. She's reprising another Mandalorian.
Yeah. I was watching her show on Netflix. Another Life. Really good.
Yeah? She's a great actress. And her as Starbuck was just awesome. It's probably one of her most memorable roles right now from Battlestar Galactica. You know?
Yeah.
She got some fame for doing the voice on Clone Wars, and I guess she fought for the live action role and she got it. So, Rosario Dawson has apparently rumor has been cast as Ahsoka Tano.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yes, I could definitely see that.
See that? You like that?
Yeah.
I think she has the physical chops to definitely do it, right?
Absolutely.
She's not a stranger to action stuff.
Yeah.
There is a because you know she was voiced by a an actress on The Clone Wars. I forget her name, the name of the actress who voiced her on The Clone Wars, but that actress a lot of fans wanted that actress to reprise her in live action. And, you know, sometimes it doesn't work. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
What actress to reprise who now?
They wanted the voice actress that was Ahsoka Tano. They wanted her to reprise, you know, the character in live action instead of the Rosario Dawson casting.
Yeah, who is that? We don't know who that person is.
Ashley Eckstein is her name. Ashley Eckstein.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I'm not going to disparage. No, I'm an actor myself, so she may be very capable.
Yeah, but... I'm pretty sure she would have. But you know, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, they gotta do what makes sense for the show, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm on her IMDb page right now. She looks like in the picture. She looks like she's 4 years old.
As I'm saying, it might be a hard sell for her to be Ahsoka Tano, definitely an older Ahsoka Tano, right? An aged Ahsoka Tano.
She's definitely older. I think I just landed on an old pick, so yeah. she could pull it off.
Yeah, you've seen the end of Rebels, have you? Have you seen the end of Rebels, the animated show Rebels?
I've only seen 3 episodes of Rebels.
Ah, okay. Well, I don't know. I don't want to spoil it for you then. If you ever decide you want to watch it, it's.
I don't know.
Huh? What?
Watch. I know Ahsoka's on there.
Yeah, she is.
I sometimes popped in, you know, in the middle of a. You know.
The last time you see Ahsoka Tano on that animated show is after they won the Battle of Endor.
Mm-hmm.
And she definitely looks old there. So imagine how old she is, you know, in Mandalorian. You know what I mean? As a character, right. You know? So.
Yeah.
You know. I guess it has to be done right. It has to make sense. And you know, I think Rosario Dawson as Ahsoka Tano is going to work. So,
yeah. Okay,
if that's what's going to happen, we don't know. Apparently, that's a rumor, but a very strong, more than likely rumor. So, I'm going to stick with it. Okay. let's see what else we got. Getting back into DC stuff. You got to check out, man. You leaving me?
Yeah, I gotta check it out soon. Yeah.
Oh, I think I hit everything exciting. Let's see. Let's talk. Let's hit the gas, should I say? All right. Swamp Thing going to CW now. How you feel about that?
Listen, when you see this league,
CW is not going away, Tarek. Why can't you just embrace it?
I'm not embracing it. It's been awful. As we were talking, I pulled up what order to watch Crisis and Infinite Earths. I'm finally going to get around to it.
Yeah?
But...
You're going to be disappointed because you haven't been watching it since the beginning.
Yeah, and that's going to make me even... It'll be better.
You gotta watch the Crisis on Earth X. You'll like that better.
Crisis on Earth X,
yeah,
or Infinite.
Yeah. That's Earth X. Yeah, you'll like that better.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the better one.
Yeah, that's the better one. Crisis on Infinite Earth is okay. I'd say after Earth X, if you want to see more, then you can watch the Crisis on Infinite Earth. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna Swamp Thing, man. I didn't get to watch it when it was on DC Universe.
Yeah.
Not interested. I remember. I don't know if you remember Swamp Thing. Live action when we were kids.
Mm-hmm.
They had a Swamp Thing television show. I don't remember that one.
Mm.
And like, you don't remember it?
I don't remember that. It was a live action show too, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they tried to do like the Hulk thing with it.
I'm not here for Swamp Thing, man. I'm out.
No? Yeah. No.
Well, somebody, and tell me
somebody likes it out there.
Yeah.
Oh man, talking about things that people might be out for. Iron Fist getting the MCU treatment for its own show again, to get a reboot, or actually a recasting for Iron Fist, and possibly a Disney Plus show. They may reintroduce the character in the Shang-Chi. That's a rumor.
What I could feel? See that.
You think Iron Fist is redeemable?
No.
I mean, you know, with a new actor, and
I don't think the buzz is there anymore, man. Yeah. I think it's just run with Shang-Chi.
What if they run with the I think there was one Iron Fist comic book series that he battles all the different living weapons from all the other cities.
Yeah, but isn't that something they could do in Shang-Chi?
They could, kinda. His lore runs. I would say related, but not included. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Kind of like, you know, Captain America and Iron Man are related. You know, their stories, but not. They have different experiences. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would say it's like that. Their relationship. So, I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know about Iron Fist, but they're going to try and re-up it.
I'm not hype on that, dude.
Yeah, they're going to try and re-up it.
I got to watch this other season, man, and see.
I don't know, man.
I guess I'll give it a chance, but I'm not hype on seeing another Iron Fist.
I like Iron Fist stuff. You know, I hope they do it well. It's definitely Kevin Feige is going to be, you know, checking off the boxes and stuff. So
yeah, people are going to be hot when that comes out, and they'll be like, this white dude's Iron Fist. Like, that's the way the story is.
The story is, people
are not going to be happy, though.
Yeah, it's because people are dumb. That's what it really is. Or people just want to grab, they see something and they don't understand what it is, and then they assume it's something when it's really supposed to be something else. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just life. It's human nature, should I say. When you do.
Absolutely.
Right? Rebel characters they're trying to cast them for an unknown show that they're working on for Disney Plus. Another Disney Plus show, not Mandalorian related. And hopefully they want to introduce the Grand Admiral Thrawn character in live
action. You know, that's my boy right there.
Yeah, I want to do it. If you like that character, he's full blown Grand Admiral Thrawn in the Rebels cartoon. You'll enjoy it.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I started watching it, and I was like, oh, that's my dude, because I remember him from the books.
Yeah.
He was in the books heavy.
Yeah.
So I was hoping they would do that in the, you know.
Right.
This awful second wing of Star Wars movies. But no such luck.
Yeah, no. No, Dave Filoni, that's his name. Damn. Dave Filoni is the guy who brought all that stuff to life, the animated stuff, the Clone Wars and the Rebel show and all that stuff. So that's his baby now. You know what I mean? So
okay.
So he's had success with The Mandalorian, and they're gonna let him run with it. You know, live action, whatever he's got planned. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah, Disney Plus has got to get more original stuff.
Do you know the character that was the Jedi in Star Wars? And the Rebels, the Ezra Bridger, I believe his name.
The kid?
The kid.
Yeah.
You know, his mentor was talking to Rey at the end of Rise of Skywalker, but he wasn't talking. So you know what that means? That means he's alive somewhere.
Yeah.
Excuse me. It's all good. Let's see what else. Last thing I want to talk about. Well, actually, I got a couple things. Daredevil to Hulu, coming soon.
Daredevil to Hulu.
And they're trying to keep Charlie Cox to continue. All right. Yep. They don't believe that they're gonna do they're gonna include him in the Avengers at all. So I know you're probably excited about that. They're gonna keep him dark and street based. They may introduce, because it may be, you know, since it's gonna be on Hulu, they may introduce some characters, you know, just to show it's now, you know, its roots in the MCU.
Now Daredevil, I thought it ended perfectly.
Me too. I'm okay with that.
I don't know why they're revisiting it, you know.
Well, you know, things that make money and content, you know, and, you know, they got platforms, man. They got to make content. That's just the same way we got to do podcasts, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be done. It's got to be done.
I could go for another Luke Cage season, another Daredevil season. Okay. And a Punisher.
If it's well done.
And then do the what do they call them again? Oh, my God, what are they called? Speedy, the four of them, the Defenders.
Defenders.
I'll be cool with that.
Yeah, I think it'd be cool if they do the Defenders, but the old school way, because I think they could do it now with like Disney Plus, Doctor Strange, the Hulk. Who was the other one? The other two? Submariner, when they finally introduce him, I believe.
Yeah.
And then somebody else.
Doctor Strange, Hulk, Submariner, and it's not Luke Cage; it's somebody else.
God, who was it? Somebody watching this on Twitch, help me. Help me out, all 11 of you. Come on.
You're not trying to make a computer? Who's in the computer? We're going to figure this out.
I'm going to Google it right now. Defenders comic.
We're failing his peaks.
who is in the... Let's see. Let's see. They've had Silver Surfer, Valkyrie. There you go. Nighthawk, Hellcat, and Gargoyle have been members of the Defenders in the comic books. So they've introduced Hellcat already. Valkyrie, of course.
That wasn't the four. Was it Reed Richards?
No, the main four was always Doctor Strange, Namor, and the Incredible Hulk. Those are the constants.
Yeah, but it's four.
Usually there's four, but they said... I'm looking at Wikipedia. The Wikipedia doesn't lie, okay?
Don't
my wife is calling me and sending her a voicemail. Silver Surfer doesn't lie. I mean, Wikipedia doesn't lie, okay? Silver Surfer might, but Wikipedia doesn't. Anyway, Doctor Strange, Namor, and the Incredible Hulk are always the three constants. Then the walk-ons were Silver Surfer, Valkyrie, Nighthawk, Hellcat, and Gargoyle. I don't know who Gargoyle is.
Gotcha.
I don't feel like Googling that right now. Anyway.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it, man. How do you feel about a new G.I. Joe movie to finish it off?
I'm here for it.
You here for a new G.I. Joe movie? You think it could be redeemed? You think if The Rock comes back?
You don't have to have that same cast. I'm here for a reboot of it.
Reboot?
Yeah.
I think they're going to continue. I think they want to bring back Duke, like Duke survived or somehow or some way or something like that. I don't know. It's just a rumor supposedly is in the works.
Yeah, no, I'm not for that. Just do it over again.
I want
Shipwreck.
Yeah.
I want Gung Ho.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want General Paul. Yeah.
Yeah, we want the good stuff. I agree.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
They never did Roblox, did they?
Nope. Oh, no, they did. That was who The Rock was. He was Roblox.
He was Roblox? Okay.
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
I actually liked The Rise of Cobra.
Yeah.
I liked G.I. Joe Rise of Cobra. The second one was not very good.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. The first one was good until the end.
Yeah.
And then you were like, Oh, man. Tarek, thank you so much for hanging out with me in this extended version of Geek Culture Congress. We hit all the notes I wanted to, man. Anything else you want to...
Yeah.
We might be dropping a big local announcement soon, man. We might be be included in the Tampa Bay Comic Con. I'm be excited to announce that as soon as I get a confirmation.
Right.
And we're going to have
You're putting the pressure on them by announcing
it now. Nah, you know, this is just, you know, heads up, we may be part of Tampa Bay Comic Con. Okay, hopefully, if we can get approved, and we're looking forward to that. So if that happens, which I believe it will, with all my heart and soul, we will have a cool thing, and we'll make an official announcement for you guys, so you guys could be in a live show with us, or a live recorded show, because the internet in that place is not that great. And Tarek, let them know how they can follow you and stay up with you.
My name is Tarek on Instagram and Twitter, and my full name on Facebook. I'm out there.
All right. Thank you so much, Mr. Tarek Lewis. My name is Louis Speedy Jr. Gonzalez. You can always follow me at DJ Speedy JR, all the socials. Like the Geek Culture Congress Facebook page. I'll be posting all the rumors and any news that I see there. Joey Franchise runs the Instagram. You can follow us there as well. Geek Culture at Geek Culture Congress, three words all together. Thank you so much for hanging out with us today on Checkpoint XP. Everyone on the live show and anyone listening to this after the fact on the podcast feed, thank you so much for hanging out with us. We will be back hopefully next Monday with a brand new show and new things to talk about, and hopefully Joey will be able to join us as well.
All right,
man. Guys, have a good one. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Tarek, I see you, brother.
Hey, I see you, man.
All right, bye-bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.